You're listening to Wednesday's edition of Good Morning Dublin here on 103.2 Dublin City FM. That was Huey Lewis and the news and the power of love. Now, my next guest has written a wonderful book about a small area of Dublin, which is around the Liberties, up in Dublin 8, Bride Street, Bride Road, Nicholas Street, well known to inner city Dubliners. Chris Reid, good morning.
Good morning, Angela.
Now, you've called your book Heirlooms and Hand-Me-Downs, which I have to say is the first thing that attracted me to the book. I think the name is just lovely. Can you tell me a little bit about the book?
Well, it's part of a public art commission, and the book was meant to be just a small part of it. And I'd done books before, previously, not as focused as this, and without the, not as many of them were made. And this one was, the book just took a life of its own and became the main piece in the public art.
You went around interviewing lots of people who shared their memories about that particular area with you.
Yeah. So about, there was around at least 40 people.
And that's a lot of people. To be able to, I mean, this book is of the last 100 years, so you must have got people who were, you know, who were able to remember back long time.
Yeah. Well, the first interviews were done around 2004, and the people could remember right back. I mean, the older people, of course, could remember right back to the, you know, the first couple of decades of the 20th century.
Now, you say it's a DCC Public Art Commission. What does that mean?
Oh, it means that I had to compete for it with other artists. And basically, it was a limited competition in that galleries would put somebody, they would nominate somebody and put them into the competition. And that's a way of shortlisting them as well. And I found out that the Hugh Lane had gallery put me forward for this one.
I mean, the Hugh Lane putting you forward is no mean feat.
It was great.
I know the photograph on the front of the book is it's a wonderful black and white kind of nostalgic look at the area. Where did you get that?
That was from Fergus Redmond, and he lives in England. He would have lived in, him and the other kids in that photograph, they lived in number 1 Bride Street, Old Bride Street, and they would have, I think they would have moved out soon after that photograph was taken. They moved to Crumlin, and then he went to England, I think in the 60s, and joined the RAF, and he's still living in England. And on the day of the launch, he brought his family together for it, and it was, I suppose he had his own reasons to bring his family together, and they coincided with the launch of the book, so that was kind of nice.
What kind of an area was it? It was over the last 100 years, and has it changed hugely?
I'd say a lot of the older buildings have been demolished in the area. It's a working class area, and a lot of the people would have worked in industry, local industry, in Back Lane or in Dublin Castle itself, or, you know, in other factories close by. A lot of that industry wouldn't be there anymore. Some of them would have worked in Guinness's, of course. So the area would have changed quite substantially physically and in terms of the type of work that would be available.
Did you have to, I mean, you said this gentleman moved to London. Did you have to travel a lot to track people down?
I didn't actually know. What I did was, it would have started off just talking to people in the local area, and I would have been knocking on doors and things like that. And then I made this little website. When I started, part of the project entailed taking a few of the stories and making bronze plaques out of them and embedding them in the exterior walls of the flat complex. That is on Ross Road, Bride Street, Bride Road, and Nicholas Street. And as I did this, I made a little website, and I would have put the plaques up there and would have and wrote a little article about it. And some people would have contacted me, expats, people who would have emigrated from the area many decades before, in some cases. And I would have included them in the project. And sometimes I would do, I would record it over the phone.
Okay.
Do a recording over the phone, or else I do it by email. A couple of them I just did things by email, or else people would contribute to the book by sending a few images. And in Fergus's case, he contributed a few images.
Isn't the internet a wonderful thing? Heirlooms and Hand-Me-Downs is called. It's available in loads of bookshops. It's not just particularly available if you... I know you have a Facebook site and you have a website, but it is available. It's got a beautiful photograph on the front of it of the children.
That's right.
Lovely black and white. Well done, Chris Reid. Thank you for joining us this morning.